Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come out wherever you are, Angelica.
Cute, but I don't think so.
I thought you said you wanted girl talk. Shouldn't we do that face to face?
Tempting, but I'm not in the mood to get jujitsu today.
Suit yourself.
But it doesn't mean we can't still have a good time, Holiday.
What do you want? Why are you even on this island?
Both excellent questions. But you already know the answers, don't you?
You want this. You want the army.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, whoever controls it would be virtually unstoppable. But there's something else. Something only you and your family can give me.
And what's that?
Revenge. See, you've taken everything from me. My company, my reputation, even Magnus is gone. But all is not lost. Because here we are, together again.
You sure you don't want to come out and say hi?
I'll stay where I am. But I'm curious. Have you seen them?
Seen what?
Our friends under the sheets. Go ahead, Holiday. Sneak a peek. I have. I think you'll be quite surprised.
No.
Yes, Holiday. Try another. Try any of them.
But they all look like me. Brinley? Brinley, you shouldn't be wandering so far from the beach. It's not safe out here in the middle of the jungle.
Oh, yeah, super duper scary. Yoo-hoo, robo-animals. Hey, Adam, Angelica, come and get me.
Brinley, stop.
I'm tougher than I look.
I know you are. Sorry about before, though.
What are you talking about?
I heard Cyrus asked for Casey when he woke up.
So?
That must have hurt.
Why? Casey was his girlfriend, so whatever, right?
Oh, I guess I thought you and Cyrus were...
Why do you care anyway? It's not like you have feelings. You've just got, like, a bunch of mini-programs running that ship, right?
I guess. Doesn't mean I don't care about stuff.
Like what?
Well, when I was lost in the forest and I didn't know who I was, you came up to me, introduced yourself, gave me a hug, and told me not to worry. That it would be okay.
Yeah, and?
And after that, I didn't feel so alone. So I just thought maybe you could use a hug now too.
Oh. Thanks, Badger.
Oh no, did I make it worse?
No, it's just, I don't get it. How can you be so happy someone is alive and going to be okay, and also wish they never existed?
Doesn't make any rational sense.
I know, right? What is that?
Well, I'm pretty sure humans call that love.
Sci-Fi, calm down. Holiday is right outside the chopper. She came out right before you woke up.
She talked to me. She was here.
I know, but...
She's going to warehouse, destroy the bots.
Sorry.
She's alone. Help her.
You need to rest. You almost died. Everything is probably really... Ow! Ease up on my arm.
Casey, please, help her.
Cyrus!
Son, you're awake.
How do you feel? You, need to check him out, Dr. A. He still seems pretty weak.
Wait, Casey...
She's right. I need to check your vitals, make sure everything's okay.
But, Mom...
Shh! Cyrus, it'll all be okay. I'll be right outside. Oh, boy.
Hey, Casey, how's he doing?
He's... doing good, Bird.
So it worked? Holiday saved Cyrus's life with her blood?
Seems that way.
Wait, Holiday anyway?
Great question. I'll go get her.
They look like me. They all look like me.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but I guess Adam went for simplicity.
But wait, they're not right. I mean, they don't fully look human. Something's off.
Let's just say Adam is no Dr. Whittier. He's created these things, but they are
works in progress. That's what Adam said.
As you know, he didn't have the blueprints. But aren't we splitting hairs here? After all, you're not human either.
Well, not fully.
What does that mean?
Oh, you didn't hear the good news? Turns out Dr. Whittier made the bio part of me from Cyrus's DNA, so Cyrus and I, we really are related, after all.
You don't say. How is Cyrus, by the way?
He'll survive, but he almost didn't. And if I had lost him, I...
You what? You would have come after me for revenge?
I was just thinking about the legacy of Whittier Corp.
What about it?
No, it's just that this amazing genius built it and then you nearly ran it into the ground.
Hardly.
I mean, your obsession with the Four and the way you treated the Witt kids. No wonder everyone was so happy to get rid of you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just scanning through articles, you know, in my computer brain. Investors, employees, not thrilled with you. But you know what? Things are looking up now.
I'm done with this conversation.
Are you? Because this is the good part. Seems like everyone is really excited about the new ownership. I mean, that must hurt. Knowing that people would rather have a 10-year-old in charge instead of you. Pretty soon, Birdie will make it like you never even existed.
Stop talking!
Careful, Angelica. That temper will get you into trouble. I mean, hitting the wall when you're trying to stay hidden. Not the best idea.
No!
Oh, look. There you are, hiding in the little security booth. Kinda pathetic, actually.
Let me go!
I'd rather not. See, I've waited a long time for this, too. And I can't wait until my dad has you locked up where you belong.
I'll fight. And you wouldn't hurt me.
She might.
Adam!
We robots can be awfully testy when someone challenges us. Just ask Dr. Whittier.
Do something.
Put her down, Holiday.
Stay out of this. This is between her and me.
But that's hardly a fair fight, is it?
Why do you care?
Well, I can't just have you go and take away my partner now, can I?
You two are working together?
Surprise.
But you hate her, Adam.
Hate? Love? Those aren't things that concern me.
You know you can't trust her, right? And you, Angelica, you can't trust him.
That's why we make such a good match.
We have a lot to learn from each other.
The army of Holidays, she's gonna help you.
I gave Cyrus a chance. He failed me. On to plan B. Well, plan C, really.
I won't let you do this.
Not much you can do to stop me.
The remote. The one that was programmed to control me.
And your own brother turned you off. Oh, that was so good.
I've got bad news, Adam. When Cyrus and Cam powered me up, they changed the frequency. The remote doesn't work on me anymore.
Oh, this remote isn't for you, Holiday. It's for them.
Them. Robots. Did you just power them up? The whole army?
Like I said, their work's in progress, so at this point they're basically sharing one brain. But they do have my two favorite qualities. Power and loyalty. They won't turn on me like you or Badger did. Say hello to your sisters, Holiday.
Hello, hello, Holiday.
Holiday. Hi, my name is Mike Crane, and I play James in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, head over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.